So let's review. In the previous daf, Rav Papa stated, Avos Nezikin, Yashmen Kayetz Behen, V'Yashmen Lav Kayetz Behen. Regarding some Avos Nezikin, primary cause of damage, the Telada, secondary cause, is similar to the Av, while regarding other Avos Nezikin, the Telada is different than the Av. And the Gemara concluded, Telada de Karen ki Karen. Regarding Karen, an ox that gored with its horns, the Telada is certainly similar to the Av, and both are Chayv B'Tashlumen, reimbursement, because Karen, the Kavanos Lahazik, Umemoincha Ushmerasin Alacha, Haninami Kavanos Lahazik, Umemoincha Ushmerasin Alacha. In both Karen and Telada de Karen, the owner is Chayv B'Tashlumen, because the Shari's intention was to cause damage, and the owner did not guard his Shari. The Gemara proceeds to discover which Av is told to say in Lav Kayetz Behen, and in the process discusses all the other Avos Nezikin and their Teladas. The Braisa cites the sources for Shein, a shur whose teeth chewed someone's food, and Regel, a shur whose feet trampled an item while walking, in the pasuk ki yivar ish sade oicherem v'shilach es be'iroi ubir b'stei acher, meitav sedeu meitav karma yishalem. V'shilach zeh regel. The word v'shilach refers to regel, as the pasuk states, v'shalchi regel hashur v'achamar. Uvir, zu hashein. The word uvir refers to shein, as the pasuk states, kashi yivar hagol atumai. As Rashi explains, hagol, exposed, refers to shein, shepa'ame megula upa'ame muchuza. The teeth are sometimes exposed and sometimes hidden. Telada de shein, the following are two teladas of shein. Neschachacha b'kaisa lahana'asa, a shur who rubbed against the wall for its pleasure and the wall collapsed. B'tinfa peris lahana'asa, a shur who rolled on produce for its pleasure and they were ruined. And telada de shein kashein, the teladas of shein are certainly similar to the av, because shein yeshana lezekai umamincha ushmerasna lecha. Haninami yeshana lezekai umamincha ushmerasna lecha. For both shein and telada de shein, the owner is chayv b'tashlumen, because the shur benefits from the hezek, and he did not guard his shur. Telada de regel, the following are five teladas of regel. Hezekai begufa, derech hilucha, the animal's body caused damage while it was walking. B'se'aira derech hilucha, its hair became attached to something and damaged it while walking. B'shlif she'aleha, a bundle lying on the shur. B'prumbia she'befiha, the bit in the animal's mouth. B'zug she'betzavara, a bell around its neck. If one of these caused damage, b'derech hilucha, and telada de regel k'regel, the teladas of regel are certainly similar to the av, because regel de hezeken matzei, u'memaincha shmeras nalecha, haninami hezeken matzei, u'memaincha shmeras nalecha. For both regel and telada de regel, the owner is chayv b'tashlumen, because the hezek is common, the shur constantly walks and destroys anything in its path, and he did not guard his shur. Telada de bar. The following is a tolda of bar, a person's pit that caused damage. Avnei sekinu masoi shenichem b'shus aram v'zikoi. The person left his stone, knife, or package lying in the public area, and it caused damage, and as the Gemara explains, idaf kirinu bein l'rav v'bein l'shmul haynu bar. If he declared them ownerless, both Rav and Shmuel agree that the item is considered a tolda de bar, because as Rashi explains, kihecha de bar chiyuv b'shus aram na'av hefker av kol takol hashef kira chayev. Just as a person is liable for damages caused by a bar he dug in a public area, which is hefker, so too he's liable for all damages caused by obstacles he placed in the public area that were made hefker. And tolada de bar kibar. The toladas of bar are certainly similar to the av, because bar shekin tchilas asiyas l'nezik u'memaincha ushmeras nalecha haneinami tchilas asiyas l'nezik u'memaincha ushmeras nalecha. For both bar and telada de bar, the person is chayv b'tashlumen, because the bar was initially set to cause damages, and he is responsible for it as if it was his, even though it does not actually belong to him. Idelo hefkerino, if he did not declare the item hefker, then only according to Shmuel is this considered a telada de bar, because as Rashi explains, he holds kol takala barhu. All obstacles are considered a bar, regardless whether they became hefker or not. And telada de bar kibar. However, according to Rav, it is considered a telada of shur, because ma shur shememoinim hizik chayiv, af kol memoinim hizik chayiv. Just as he is chayiv for damage caused by the shur, because it's his property, so too he is chayiv for any property of his that causes damage, and as previously mentioned, telada de shur kishur. Telada de mava. According to Shmuel, mava zu shein. Mav refers to hezek caused by the shur's teeth, and telada de shein kishein. And according to Rav, mav is adam. Mav refers to the hezek caused by a person. Now, if we say av neir telada yashin, the av is damage caused while awake, and the telada is damage caused while asleep. Telada de mav kamava. The telada is similar to the av, as the Mishnah states adam mud liyolam. Bein ar bein yashin, the person is always fully liable for the hezek he causes, regardless of whether he was awake or asleep. And if we say akicha v'niyoy, the telah this has it caused by mucus that he emitted, if the hezek occurred while the kicha was in motion, then it is considered an av, as the adam himself. If the hezek occurred after the kicha came to rest and somebody slipped on it, both Rav and Shmuel agree that kicha v'niyoy is considered a bar because he was mafkrit and telodah the bar kebar. Telodah the esh. The following is a telodah of esh, a person's fire that caused damage. If a person left his stone, knife, or package lying on the rooftop, and an average wind came and blew it off and it caused damage, if the hezek occurred while it was in motion, the telada of esh is certainly similar to the av because esh the koich acham uruv behen u'mamayin chush meros nalacha haninami koich acham uruv behen u'mamayin chush meros nalacha. For both esh and telada de esh, the person is chayav b'tashlumin because he was aware that another force, the wind, can spread the fire or blow these objects away, and he didn't guard it. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that regarding all avos nezikin, tal d'sein kayetz behen, with the exception of tzraris, as Rashi explains, hitiza tzraris b'ragleha b'shibru es hakelim. If the shirt kicked stones while walking, and the stones broke a utensil, although tzraris is a telada of regel because it was done b'derech hiluchai and hezek matzoi, nevertheless, told the saying, Lav Kayetz Behen, Tzraris is not completely similar to Regel, and that Tzraris b'chatzi nezek. For Tzraris, he reimburses only for half of the hezek as in Karen. Tehelchus Gemirla, it is halacha l'meishu b'sinai, while Regel nezek shalom. For Regel, he reimburses for the complete hezek. However, Tzraris is partially Kayetz Behen, l'shalom in ha'aliyah. The owner must reimburse the nezek, even if the cost exceeds the shir's value, as in Regel. And Lafayter B'Shusarabim, he does not reimburse the Hezek if this occurred in the public area, as in Regel.